Deseret News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump says the U.S. and China have agreed to a new trade framework and tariffs. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
After 2 days of talks between the world's two largest economies, the U.S. and China have come to terms on a framework that could lead to a trade deal. President Trump posted online that the deal is done, subject to approval from himself and Chinese leader Xi. Under the agreement, U.S. tariffs will be set at 55% and China's tariffs will be 10%. The president said the U.S. will get magnets and rare earth minerals from China, and in return, Chinese students will be allowed to attend American colleges and universities. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Billionaire Elon Musk seems to be trying to mend relations with President Trump after a series of tweets that exploded into full-scale warfare between the two men. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says President Trump saw Elon Musk's apology Wednesday morning.
The president acknowledged the statement that Elon put out this morning, and he is appreciative of it, and we are continuing to focus on the business of the American people.
After a curfew imposed on Los Angeles by Mayor Karen Bass last night, things remained relatively calm today in the battle over immigration enforcement by ICE agents. But Attorney General Pam Bondi says the National Guard and the Marines are needed to control the protesters in Los Angeles.
It is total chaos out there. We're all watching it on the news. And, you know, they're throwing bricks. We had a law enforcement officer injured. They're throwing bricks at cars. And this is very orchestrated.
Police arrested more than 20 people, mostly on curfew violations, on the first night of restrictions in downtown Los Angeles. On Wall Street, the Dow down by a point. This is SRN News. LGBT art is on display outside a playground in New York City.
The photos are shocking. Large paintings of nude men on a fence, children playing in brightly colored monkey bars just beyond. It's an art exhibit called Rooted in Pride, and it features large LGBT paintings and photos in public places around Brooklyn, including many on the fence that surrounds the J.J. Byrne Playground. The exhibition, which will be in place until August, is sponsored by a nonprofit group called Arts Gowanus. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Trump administration wants to be dropped as a defendant in a lawsuit in which two New Hampshire boys are challenging their state's ban on males playing against females in school sports. Attorneys for the government say the teens are trying to drag the federal government into a lawsuit well underway, not because of an imminent injury, but because of a generalized grievance with policies set by the President of the United States. This is SRN News. Google has offered buyouts to another swath of its workforce.
It's the latest round of cost-cutting coming ahead of a court decision that could order a breakup of its internet empire. It's not clear how many employees are affected, but the offers were made to staff in Google's search, advertising, research, and engineering units, according to the Wall Street Journal. Google employs most of the nearly 186,000 workers in the worldwide payroll of its parent company, Alphabet Incorporated. John Scott reporting.
Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys has died at the age of 82, one of the world's most beloved and influential musicians. His family posted news of his death to his website Wednesday. Further details weren't immediately available. The Beach Boys' many hits include Good Vibrations. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.